Good morning, everybody. We've reached Good Friday, and this Good Friday we've got a message from Paul Lambert, and it's based on Matthew 27 verses 15 to 26, which say this: Now it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Good morning, everybody. Well, you might ask, what's good about it? We're locked in like prisoners in our own homes, unless you're one of the rebellious ones who've ignored the things we're meant to do. Stay at home, keep 2 metres apart from people, wash your hands, etc., etc. So why is Good Friday good? Interesting question, is it not? From our reading, which comes from Matthew's Gospel, and is part of the crucifixion account of that strange Friday which we now call Good, this was Jesus' trial, which began early in the day. Before this, the evening before, he was tried by the chief priests and Sanhedrin, and they decided that Jesus was guilty of blasphemy, punishable by death. Pilate, the governor, had been asked to conduct a trial in many ways a kangaroo court, certainly not a fair one. The book, if you like, had been passed from the Sanhedrin onto Pilate because it was the Passover. Prior to this, if you remember, Jesus was betrayed by Judas Iscariot for 30 pieces of silver. When he realised what he had done, Judas killed himself. After he had returned and threw the silver at the chief priests, eventually they used the money to buy a potter's field and buried him in it. I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Firstly, a question of desires. What sort of life do you want to live? When you are offered a choice between Jesus and another alternative, you're making a significant choice. Pilate's first question was, who do you want, Jesus or Barabbas? And in some ways, you are choosing two lifestyles, a life of sin and rebellion towards God, a life out of control, a life of no peace, a life of condemnation. That's in Isaiah 48:22. Of course, you won't feel that you will feel in control. Nobody's telling me what to do or how to live. You know that attitude. Today, as a result of coronavirus, we've been told to abide by a few rules. And we see on the news some people can't even do that. For their own good and other people's safety, they should do. Do you feel in control today? A.W. Tozer, in his book entitled The Crucified Life, deals with the question, "What think ye of Christ?" taken from Matthew 22 verse 42. And he says that all other questions are in a sense irrelevant because they've been answered in the Bible, but only we can answer what we think of Christ and what we are going to do with him. Of course, the alternative is choosing Jesus. Free from condemnation, Romans 8 verse 1, a life of hope, 1 Peter 1, 3 to 5. Amazingly, they chose Barabbas. a thief, and a murderer. Yet just a few days before, the crowd was cheering Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. We read in verse 21, "Then what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" Now this question, I believe, is still relevant today. What would you do with Jesus this Good Friday? Would you ignore his claim to be the only way to God and, as Pilate did, wash your hands of him? "Nothing to do with me," you might say. He died 2,000 years ago, and he's not relevant to my life in 2020. Why should I bother? Have you ever lost anything priceless? Let me tell you a little story. It was told by an American-born teacher, Gengarji, of a thief who stole only the most exquisite gems. He'd hang around the diamond district to see who was buying the gems so that later he could pick their pockets. One day the thief saw a well-known diamond merchant buy the jewel he'd been waiting for all his life. It was the most pristine, the purest of diamonds. Very excited, the thief followed the diamond merchant as he boarded the train, and he got into the same compartment. He spent the entire 3-day journey trying to pick the pocket and steal the diamond. When the diamond merchant got off the train, the pickpocket followed. Finally, very frustrated, he walked up to the merchant and asked how he had hidden the diamond from him. "Well, I was watching you in the diamond district," the merchant replied, "and I suspected you were a pickpocket. So I hid the diamond where I thought you would be most likely to look for it. It's in your own pocket." He then reached into the thief's pocket and pulled out the diamond. Do you know this treasure you can have in your heart, Jesus, is described as a pearl of great price? Lastly, a question of destiny. What is your eternal destiny? You can know this if you know who Christ is. You can know this if you have a relationship with him. Are you willing to look for a treasure that is beyond anything this world has to offer? Take time this Easter in your busy life to search for it, and spend time as Jesus who died for you to come into your life and make this Friday truly good. So to all of you listening, I hope you have a great Easter, or Pascha, as the Greeks say. Try not to eat too many Easter eggs. God bless you all. Paul.